You're listening to New England Public Media News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist, NEPM's Week in Review. Joining us today on the line, Natalia Munoz, host of Vaya con Munoz on WHMP, and Matt Zafransky, editor of Western Mass Politics and Insight. Natalia, Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
This week, U.S. Senator Ed Markey and his challenger in the Massachusetts Democratic primary, Congressman Joe Kennedy, met in their final debate in what has become an increasingly personal race, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has served with both candidates this week, backed Kennedy.
In 2018, when we took back the House, Joe campaigned across America to make that victory possible. He knows that to achieve progressive change, you must be on the front lines leading movements of people.
So, Matt, does the Speaker's endorsement carry enough weight to sway what some see as a tight race?
I mean, it really kind of depends. I mean, there's a two schools of thought that, you know, there's a part of the, you know, the electorate in a Democratic primary that hates Nancy Pelosi. And then there's a part of it that, you know, I think fairly also sees her as an icon of a progress for women and success. I mean, she's one of the most powerful people in the American government. So, I mean, I don't know that this is really going to move any votes. I think it might kind of blunt some of the criticisms that have been coming at Kennedy because, you know, generally the Markey people and a lot of his supporters have tried to write him off as just being some kind of dilettante.
Natalia, what about the tone of this contest? While the candidates agree on many issues, the debate on Tuesday was testy.
Yeah, Kennedy crossed the line there. And if I could also just tag on to what Matt just said regarding Nancy Pelosi. I've been thinking a lot about this. The only thing that I can imagine is that she really wants Kennedy out of the house. And like any mother who wants her child out of the house, whatever, I don't care where you go, just go. Because otherwise it makes no sense for her to cross the Capitol and say, I endorse this member of my delegation to become a senator in the other chamber. Either that or she and Markey have had some personal problems that we don't know about. Or she is enamored of the Kennedy name, because this Kennedy certainly has not done enough of anything to make me think, oh, yeah, he is worth considering seriously. And then regarding the tone, Kennedy, you know, he's sharpening his elbows. He's mudslinging. Is that what we want in a senator, somebody who attacks a longtime public servant who has actually done a lot of good for Massachusetts? I think for me, the answer is no.
I got to say, I'm not sure that anybody has any moral high ground in terms of, you know, slinging stuff. I mean, both sides have been getting, I mean, I don't want to be a pox on both your houses kind of person, but neither anybody has any, you know, high ground on that regard.
Moving along, the two Democrats on the ballot in the Massachusetts 1st Congressional District met in a pair of debates. Richard Neal, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, is facing a challenge from Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse. And during Monday's forum, some recent allegations against Morse came up. Each candidate also traded jabs over the other's record. Neal hammered Morse on his poor attendance at municipal meetings.
But I want to congratulate you on this, Mr. Mayor. 23 meetings of the School Building Committee in the city of Holyoke. You missed all 23.
And Morse fired back.
And talk about showing up and being inaccessible. Congressman Neal hasn't shown up in this district. I mean, we're spending more time together tonight than I think we have in the last 9 years.
Natalia, what was your big takeaway from these two debates this week in this well-publicized race?
I wish there would have been fact checkers in real time, because fact checkers would have told the public that, yes, indeed, the mayor hasn't shown up to a school committee meetings, but it's also because the school committee does not have any agency in Holyoke. A receiver has been appointed for Holyoke schools going back more than 5 years now. We just had another one appointed. The school committee doesn't vote on anything. Sure, the receiver can and has looks for their insight on policies, but it's like, why would you waste your time going to school committee meetings so it looks like a good thing when you can meet with the receiver separately? And it's also worth noting that the former receiver of Holyoke, Dr. Stevens Reich, fully endorsed Alex Morris in being a full participant in the management and development of school programs in Holyoke.
Matt, you wrote this week about any impact the allegations against Morris have had on this campaign. He's accused by a college group of inappropriate conduct with students, but he claims the attack is retribution for challenging a powerful politician. So has any of this shaken up the race?
I mean, it's shaken up the race financially. I mean, Morris has reported a substantial amount of contributions in his new campaign finance report. And we knew this even before the report was released. And the past week has been, you know, masterfully, you know, turned into a fundraising effort on his behalf. I do just want to mention one thing, you know, as far as the fact checking is concerned, Mayor Morris talks about Neil not being in the district. He's not in certain parts of the district, I think might be fair to argue, but living in Springfield myself, I can say that he's very visible in the city itself and in amount of the some of the surrounding communities. Now, that may not be enough for a lot of voters, but I mean, there's been a lot of exaggeration on both sides in that debate.
Well, I have to push back on that, Matt, because the first district that we know is a very big district. And so when you're only seen in Springfield and maybe another town in Shelburne Falls, that is not appearing in the district.
But I don't think it's limited to that either. The idea that he is not present in the district does not strike me as somebody as truthful, given the fact that I cover this stuff regularly and I get the press releases and I go to many of these things. I do not buy that argument. I might agree that he's not in Heath or Ledyard or East Hampton as often, but I do not believe it's fair to say the district in general. I think if Morris wants to make that point, he should be more specific about what he means.
Well, he's making the point that his constituents made when they had to put up paid ads asking Congressman Neal to show up.
All right, we'll leave that one there. And finally this week, officials in Massachusetts announced, effective at the end of the year, most students in the state must get a flu shot to help prevent against an outbreak while the COVID-19 pandemic is going on. Natalia, is this a good public health decision?
Yes, absolutely. You take the flu shot not just for yourself, you take it for other people so you don't become a carrier. This whole idea is like with the mask. You wear a mask not only for yourself, you wear it for the other people so that they don't get it, because you may be inadvertently a carrier.
Matt?
I honestly don't know enough about the influenza vaccine to know whether or not there's any particular issue. I know that there are some people who have, you know, immunocompromised situations where they would need to, may not be able to take the vaccine. And I don't know how that would necessarily work out with them. I mean, I'm assuming that there is science based on the decision to do this. And so it's sound, but I would really want to know more about how the flu vaccine interacts with people who have some additional, you know, medical problems.
And Matt, there is a medical exemption that is part of these rules. Matt Szafranski with Western Mass Politics and Insight and Natalia Munoz, host of Vaya con Munoz on WHMP. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the shortlist, NEPM's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch us at any time, wherever you get your podcasts, or at nepm.org/podcasthub. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Media.